Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I know this show is usually about laughs and weird text.
Fart jokes.
That too, yeah. We happen to get a lot of all of those things, but with it being June, I just wanted to take a couple minutes to touch on Men's Mental Health Month, because I know for a lot of guys, we don't talk, we think we have to man up, keep going, don't cry, don't complain.
Push through, be strong.
But if I've learned anything in my day, it's that grief doesn't care about any of that.
Right.
Anxiety doesn't care, depression doesn't care if you have a good job. Or you're surrounded by friends and family that love you. I think for some of us, it's all about all the quiet ways in which we struggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting at home the other night thinking about what I wanted to say for Men's Mental Health Month. And the only thing that seems to constantly repeat itself in my head each year is the loss of my girlfriend, Julie, who passed back in 2022. And Breezy knows more than anyone. I don't enjoy talking about it.
Right.
I do it when I feel I have to. Or it feels right.
And also to help others who might be going through something similar or feel alone.
Correct. And I think I bring this up because when we talk about mental health, the first thing we think about is opening up and sharing with others how you feel and what's going on in your life. I wasn't allowed to do that. Because I promised her I would not say anything to my family or the people I was closest to of what was actually going on in her life personally. She didn't want anyone to know. So I had nobody to talk to. I just bottled it up for a very long time. And during the first month into the pandemic, when the world seemed like it was just absolutely falling apart, I matched up with Julie on Bumble. And our first date was walking the beach in Santa Monica. In LA, and I felt like I fell in love with her on day one. Mm-hmm. I liked who I was when I was with her. And 2 weeks into dating, she had called me to tell me that she was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer and that she needed to start chemo as soon as possible. I didn't know what any of this meant. This was all new to me. I've never really known anyone I was really close to that luckily has had to go through any of this.
Right.
I didn't know who she was in those 2 weeks, but I knew I was going to be there with her every step of the way. And watching someone you love and care about fight for their life day in and day out is the most painful thing I've ever had to witness.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen my family in over a year, who are the people that I'm closest to the most. And I was right on the edge of losing my job. I felt like my acting career was in the toilet, but then again, so was my wallet. I was broke every day. And I had to just look in myself, at myself in the mirror constantly. Even though I felt like a failure, I had to just constantly tell myself that today is about Julie. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. And you suppress those feelings day in and day out. And I remember I had taken Julie on a weekend getaway to Santa Barbara with the money I didn't have.
Right. Now you're taking out a small loan.
But I wanted her to clear her head.
Yeah.
After her first round of chemo. And I remember that night when we went to bed, she had woken up, and I remember just chunks of her just long, beautiful hair all over the pillow. The hair that she took so much pride in. And I remember she just put her head on my chest and just cried. And I cried with her. And 10 months into our relationship, when she went in for her final surgery to remove the lower part of her stomach, I remember just having a horrible day at work. And then having to fight traffic and then run to the hospital to be there as quick as I can. And on the way there, her surgeon, her doctor had called me after she got out of surgery to deliver the news that they had removed some of the cancer the best they could. But when they were closing her up, they noticed that it had spread to her ovaries and other parts of her stomach. And I just remember putting my head on my steering wheel and just breaking down because I knew she was dying.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a single thing I can do to save her. And I had to tell her when she woke up with a smile on my face that things went great and that the surgery was successful, but I knew. Julie passed away at 43. And she was amazing. She lit up a room. She was funny. She was kind. She was strong. Even when everything was crumbling around her, like me. And holding it all in is what made it worse. There were days where I would have traded places with her if I could. And I know that we joke a lot on the show about my commitment issues and how I struggle to really give myself to someone, but yeah. I also know myself. And I know deep down that a part of me is extremely scared to get that close to someone again. And it pains me to know that I could potentially go through something like that all over again. That, to me, would be my worst nightmare. And I'm sharing this now because if you are going through something like grief, stress, depression, and you're trying to tiptoe your way through it quietly, I get it.
Yeah.
I've been there. So I'm making it a point to say this out loud now on the radio because maybe one guy listening needs to hear it. You're not weak for feeling something. You're not broken if you're not okay. And you don't have to go through it alone. So this month of June, I'm talking. And I'm remembering Julie. And I'm checking in on the guys that I care about. And I hope you will too. And if you've been through something similar, I mean it when I say my messages are open.
Yeah. Moose, thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, you were literally a pillar holding her up mentally, emotionally, physically, and your pillar was crumbling from the inside out. And it's hard to be a full-fledged support to someone when you have no outlet or support yourself. And I feel like, although not everybody can relate to that exact story that you shared, everybody, especially men, can feel those ever-looming pressures of just get through it, just man up, just you're here to support, you're here to provide, you're not supposed to cry, there's no time, it's a lot.
I felt like I had one job, which was to be a rock for her and not show any kind of sadness or weakness, because the last thing in her life she needed was that.
Yeah.
But you are right. Not having an outlet is what made it really difficult for me. And I appreciate you guys listening this morning and much love to anybody going through any kind of difficult situation. As a man, it's okay.
And we appreciate you sharing that story. We know how obviously vulnerable that was. And if it helps at least one person, I think that your job here is done.
Yeah.
So.
And it's crazy to me that even after these years have gone by that I still have a hard time talking about it.
Yeah.
I really do.
That's how much it affected you and altered your life, truly.
Yeah. My Instagram is HiMoose. There's Breezy on Air. There's 90 Pigs by Rochester. And we mean it when we say that the messages are open. You guys can always hit us up.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And talk if you need somebody, because God knows I know what it was like to not have that when I needed it the absolute most. We're going to take a quick break. June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, so if you know somebody that you feel you need to check in on, I encourage you to do so. It's PXY Mornings.
98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.